what you gonna do? Hey, you, what you gonna do? 49ers, what you gonna do? Ravens, tell me what you gonna do? Jets, what you gonna do? Steelers, what you gonna do? Cowboys, what you gonna do? When the Giants come with you? Falcons, what you gonna do? Browns, what you gonna do? Carolina, what you gonna do? Them Jags coming for you. Yeah, them digging Jags, here they come. You better run, Forrest, run. Because they're coming to your town. Big Cersei about to break you all down.
All right. Welcome to the Man's Eric League podcast. Season 17? What season are we? I gotta look at some notes. Man, Derek League 17. First podcast since preseason drafts and all that good stuff. Went back and looked at some podcasts. This is gonna be a big guilt trip, this whole entire thing. For me included. You know, I haven't given any podcasts. People have been asking for podcasts, which is very nice to hear. I don't know if people care about it this much. Gracie's joined me. She cares. She's a big, big, big fan. But yes, let's check out the analytics on the podcast. This is episode 49 all time. Shout out to the 49. Now 49. And looking at the episodes, 47 was the last one of last season where we talked about, I think, the playoffs and everything else. Episode had 41 views. Number 47 had 41 views. The next episode, which granted took a few months to get back in September, right after the draft, before this season started, 9 listens, which is the second worst from this podcast, only 9, even though early ones, early on, back in 2020 or 2021, have had at least 11, 12, 13, so... You know, I don't know if people like listening or not. It's a little confusing. But you know, it's still on me. Gotta get better. I've had my excuses, of course. Had another kid. Still made it to the draft 2 months after the kid. I know. Everybody here's got kids. They got multiple kids. They got things going on. Quinceañeras and whatnot. It's no excuse, but, you know, tough to get time any time of the day and to know what to talk about. So I apologize for not entertaining people. But here we are. It's the end of the season. What do I got going for me? Played my first softball game in almost 4 years last night. I forgot how to run. My first at bat, way out in front of it, punched it up the middle off the end of the bat, got halfway down to first base, was bodies out in front of the feet, fell, rolled, got to the base, bad throw, safe. So I'm all bruised up. I got hand is cut up, elbow cut up, my hips and knees are feeling it, so that's what's new with me, aside from the kid. Had some good housing projects. If anybody ever gets down here to North County, San Diego, check out the new house, check out the new stuff. You probably won't even, doesn't even matter, none of you ever seen it once already, so it all just looks new already. Let's see, what else was I going to talk about? Let's see here. There's plenty to talk about from the league. Let's go through it. We got the playoffs starting. Congrats to the 8 playoff teams. congrats to Bill. Everybody, congratulations to Bill. First place, 11-4, only team with 11 wins, won it outright. $50. $50 of the winning team of the regular season. He also beat Tim by 7.36 points for the most points on the season. That's an additional $25. So right off the bat, Bill, you made your money back. You've won $25. So that's exciting, Bill. Shout out to you. Again, Bill winning. I guess he hasn't completely copied what he did a few years back. But the last time Bill won the league, it was from a draft process that he did not approve of, the Mario Kart year. Had the last pick in the draft, ended up winning. So this year, obviously, with all the trading things, there were some unhappy people, but Bill, I mean, this could be Bill's swan song. He mentioned he's going to leave the league. Bill, you're not going to leave the league. You know, I will say that you've kind of soured the group chat. I see you say something and I just don't want to respond because all I want to talk about is how you're just jobbing this league for, you know, first place and you disapprove of this trade. You know, I get it. It's probably a bad on my part. I don't know. Trying to spice it up. You know, I hope your eyes are fine. Haven't heard any update on that. I'm sure that was a ruse too to get your ideal drafting conditions, but you missed the trade. So I guess that backfired. But then you're winning the league, so it's all making sense here. So shout out to you, Bill. You know, everybody loves you. You can do no wrong. He's in first place. The other teams received no money, because that's how we changed it this year. $50 buy-in. So you get 50 for winning first place. You get 25 for the most points. Shout out to Jen. Finished 14th in the league, but she had the closest margin of defeat. She lost the game this year by 0.42 points. So she gets $25. So you're halfway from your buy-in, which you never gave. Also shout out to Jacob, who, I mean, he kind of waltzed. He's upset, you know, F fantasy, whatever. He's winning another league, so I'm sure he's doing just fine. But also, only 1,485 points you allowed this year. Good defense, I guess, but you had no excuse. Should have won more than 8 games. Same with Jen. Should have won more than 6 with the points you allowed. You should have, you know, I guess you should have been like Tristan, who played better defense and just had a couple more points. Jumped from 9th to 5th there in the last week of the season. But also shout out to Jacob for, he had a margin of defeat this year. He lost the game by 0.46. So he lost, he had the closest margin of defeat for the closest margin of defeat award. Little inception there. Something that I feel like was talked about in the chat a little bit this year. Something some people look forward to. So there it is, $25 for that. On the bonus master, I don't know if anybody cares about the bonus master. I kept track of it. 2 people this year had 0 bonuses. That was Jen and Cisco, each 0 bonuses for them. Tristan and Jeff Alice each had 1 bonus. Ty had 2 bonuses. Myself, Tim, Tuck, Sean, Jacob, Steph each had 3 bonuses. I even had one on the bench, which screwed me over in this, because the winning bonus master, we had 7 people have 4 bonuses this year. Sean, Steph, well, actually, Steph is in there twice. Steph had the 4 bonuses, not a 3, so forget I mentioned her, and so did Sean. I need to update this better. So it's Tim, Tuck, Jacob, and me were the 3 bonus people. Our 7 4 bonus people, Sean, Steph, Marty, Greg, Troy, Bill, and Jeff Ventura. And Greg and Troy each had 1 on the bench as well. So that was supposed to be a $10 award for 7 different people. So we could either cut it up, can see how these last 3 weeks play out, even from people that aren't in it, which would be Sean, and that's it. Sean's the only one that didn't make the playoffs, but got a bonus. I guess I'll look at, watch each of your teams and whoever maybe gets a bonus or a couple bonuses. If there's still a tie after that, I'll determine it. Or if nobody cares, you know, it's $10. We can throw that in. Maybe I'll just give it back to Sean for cooking up all the sliders and stuff last year. So that's the bonus master. I threw also the rivalry matches to everybody. Shout out the last week of the season there. We had Tuck destroy Marty for $5, and I beat Ty for $5. Came down to the Monday night game. So those rivalry games, I know we didn't really care about it. They're $5 each. If you want your $5, cool. If not, more than happy to just put it back into the league and keep it that way. So that's a total of 10, 20, 30, 40. That's $50 that, you know, we can do whatever we want with. It's not really, I just try to find a fun way since people don't like doing this or that or making money each playoff win. They just want your winners. They just want it simple. That's fine. I kept a couple of things out there just because why not? But we've got our eight playoff teams. We got the first round, Bill versus Greg, Tim versus Marty, Jeff Ventura versus Steph, Troy versus Tristan. Congrats to you. You're in the playoffs. Only Bill has won some money back in order to win money. It's the top three. So everybody that's on this, listening to this podcast, top three get money. Third place will get your buyback back, $50 for third place. There will be a third place game on the app. Someone's going to say, hey, is there a third place money halfway through the Sunday games that last week and get all upset. If you make the championship matchup, it's $100. If you win it, it's $500. So that's where we're at. The problem with all that is that I don't have all the money right now. I got paid by over half the league. I got money in person at the draft from Tuck, Sean, Marty, and Ty. I got some online Venmo payments from Jeff Ventura, Jeff Alice, Greg and Steph, Bill and Troy. Outstanding money I've got from Tim and Jen, Cisco, Jacob, Tristan. A few of you guys were at the draft. I don't know. I didn't come home with money. I crossed off people I know I got payments from. If you guys did pay me, I didn't end up with it. I know I've sent a couple of Venmo things out to Jacob, Tim, and Jen, and reminders, and those just don't seem to be happening. So I know you're all probably waiting for the win the league, and then you can just cancel it out. But two of you, most of you are not going to win. So I can't really pay anybody out. I'm not going to pay anybody out until I get all the money. So that's what's going on. And I won't even acknowledge the five of you that I haven't paid yet. So sorry, Tristan, Jacob, Cisco, Tim, and Jen. Yeah, that sucks. And, you know, mentioned at the beginning of it, we've got 9 viewers to the last podcast. I'm not even sure who listens or how far you've gotten. So far, we're probably about 10 or 15 minutes into this one. I was going to incentivize people that actually listen. We had a few people. I saw... I know Tuck looks forward to these, so I'm sorry I've left you hanging, Tuck. I think Sean does. Sean's mentioned it before. He's listened. I think Bill does. I think he's listened. Obviously, Ty. I don't know if Ty's still doing his podcast, whatnot. But he did change his team name to something in the first podcast. So, hey, I should give bonus points to Ty. We've had some creative team names this year. Tristan with the Grass Kickers and that donkey from Shrek. Greg and Steph combo, always fun. Avril Lavigne, as in Mr. Bean. You really got to click on that picture to get the full thing there. And Joe the Legal Weasel, probably some YouTube thing I don't know about and nobody here really knows about. But both of them in the playoffs, so So that goes to show you change your team name. All four of those people I mentioned. I was going to include Marty, who's not a dumpster fire anymore. Appreciated the updates on the team name all year. He's in the playoffs. Blind Melon, which appropriate. He's in the playoffs. We've got the Cupcakes, and Cisco did make the playoffs, but I appreciate the team name change. Really made a run at the end there. The Stroud Boys, yeah, that's the only one I can't explain that one. Didn't make the, I guess, and Ty. Ty did not make it either. Good team names. Had a couple team name changes. Stuck with it, just missed out on the playoffs. Sorry to each of you. But incentivization, let's see. You know, I've got a lot cooking for future drafts. We have the World Cup draft coming in a couple of years. 2026, the World Cup's in the United States, Canada, Mexico, for those who aren't aware, don't care about soccer, anything like that. I'd love to get people together for the World Cup final. Probably going to be in July, so it's not like we can do a draft type of thing, but we'll be fun, or at least for a match. I know Tuck's going to have things rolling for the Argentina game. Once we see, first they got to make it, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. But they are the defending champs, so I feel confident they're going to make it. And yeah, if you got some empanadas and some quilmes ready to go, maybe we have a World Cup party if they're in the final again. And by that time, we will have that year's draft be determined by the World Cup. I already have your teams. If you get to this far, I can let you know who your teams are, who your countries are for the World Cup, because World Cup qualifying has started, gone through a couple rounds. My plan is to have everybody making a country flag type of thing for you, because I get 10 countries. How they do in qualifying and in the World Cup will determine the draft order. So it's a 3.5 year project that not many people will care about except for myself. But I've rigorously tested this. This is what I was doing most of COVID. So there's that. I can tell you your countries, and I've started workshopping some flags for you. So if you want to see your flag or help me design a flag for you, there's time. I just want to know that you've heard this far into the podcast and care about what I'm saying. And I can send you some updated standings, those standings and how I got to those teams or those countries. That was not just random. It was you decided that unknowingly. So there's that. Next year, the draft order will be decided by the one suggestion I've gotten from anybody. Shout out to you, Greg, Marbula One Racing. If anybody really got going over the pandemic, Marble Racing. There's one, I think his name is Yell or Gel, in like the Netherlands, and he turned it into like a racing circuit. And like I said, a Formula One, Marbula One. They've got like 8 or 10 races, and it's kind of by chance, but it's, still got to pick them. I guess if you made it to this far in the podcast, maybe you can reach out and say, this is what I want my marble racing team to be when we get to that point. They haven't really told us exactly how the season's going to go, but it's just a YouTube series. They have one that just ended in July of this year. Went from April to July. So that'll be something fun. It's usually around March to July, April to July, February to something. So sometime after the Super Bowl, it's like a weekly YouTube series. Depending on how your team does, that will be the draft order. There's normally multiple or enough teams to pick from. Let me see how many teams they had this last year. I guess they had 20, so there's more than enough. So if you have a team you want, I mean, I've got one in my head right now. If anybody picks it, and I kind of just want to pick it right now, but I'll let people go for it. I'll wait till the end and make my decision, or just until people don't give me choices, and then maybe mine will still be there. But let me know your team name, and we can get that going, get ready for the next year. The year after that, we're gonna get the UFC gauntlet going, especially with UFC 300 this year coming up. So I guess what'll that be? 2025. 2025. We've done it in the past where we had like 1 week was the dog sled. 1 week was the Kentucky Derby. That type of thing with the bracket and everything. I kind of tried to do the UFC thing over COVID, and the choosing of something, was messed up. So I scrapped that. I went with the beer pong thing, I think. Not my best work, but 2025, we will. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have. I think I'm gonna do it so it's like a. Is it April, May, June, July? Maybe I'll go May. I might spread it out a little bit farther, but I want whatever the big UFC fight in August is of 2025. I doubt they have them out that far. I want that one to be the final one. So let's see, do they have upcoming? So the scheduled events, I guess it's oh hey, shout out UFC 298 is going to be in Anaheim at the Honda Center. That'll be fun. I don't know who Topuria is, but Volkanovski I do know. Who else is on that card? Tabalishvili and Cejudo? Oh, I don't want to watch Cejudo. That's embarrassing. But Tuivasa? The shoey? Gonna get a shoey at the Honda Center? Women's strawweight, middleweight. Justin Toffoli just won. Okay. I mean, it's gonna be good. I went to 199. That was fantastic. So 298, Honda Center, be there. But I guess from, oh man, Strickland and Du Plessis actually fight in 297. That's after they just fought in the crowd. That's insane. But like I'm looking at the upcoming events, there's usually one major one every month. So it would be, and however the standings fall out, make a bracket off of that. And then match up fighters for each fight in with team managers. And so the first round will be 297. Winners and losers move on. Next round, 298 in February. 297 is in January. February, 298. 299 in March would be the third round. The final round, UFC 300 in April. So it's a 4 fight thing. Could get people together. I'm sure that would be fun to get people together and watch your fight and determine your draft order. But we could spread it out and have it like a, because the season's done January. There's still a Super Bowl. Could you do March, May? I guess you could probably look. Maybe I pick it out because you're gonna do 4 rounds. As long as the last one's in August, but you could do like February, April, June, August. If we do that, or do one of them randomly in the spring and then do it like June, July, August. We'll see. But that's the plan. UFC Gauntlet in 2025, World Cup Rapid 2026, and then past that, haven't thought that far ahead yet, but it's exciting times. So, yeah, if you've gotten to this point, ask me about your countries for the World Cup draft. I'll let you know them, and if I've got a flag for you. Ask me about Marbula One if you want to pick your team. Send it my way. I'll lock you in. That is our next draft. I don't think that'll start till about March or April, but good. The teams are out there already. You can find them. And then UFC 1, we won't know until far out. But there's that going for everybody. What else do I want to talk about? I wanted to talk about that a lot because it's exciting. For those of you, I'm still on this UFC events page. UFC 199, the Forum in Inglewood was fantastic. I think I got there, so I missed a couple of fights. But I got there right as, oh geez, was Sean Strickland on this card too? Jesus. I was not there in time for Silva. When did I get there? I think I got there for Dariush and Vic. So I missed the prelims, or the Fight Pass prelims, and Sean Strickland was on that card and had a split decision. So I could see another, I guess I didn't see him, but I'm gonna count it. He was on that card. Alex Caceres beat Cole Miller. We had Jessica Andrade and Jessica Penne. Andrade, what has she done? I don't know if she's won any titles. Title contention. She's probably got something. I don't know. But then Dariush and Vic, I think that's the one we saw, and it was ended really quickly, first round. Then Brian Ortega, Clay Guida. That was fantastic. Sorry to Guida, but Ortega just crushed him. Poirier, Bobby Green. Bobby Green was talking a lot of trash, and Poirier got him in the first round. There was Dan Henderson back from retirement, I want to say. Or he retired after that. And he won on an elbow. Swung around with an elbow, I think, to beat Hector Lombard. Max Holloway. Holloway won in decision over Ricardo Lamas. There was Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber. That was exciting. I think I was a Faber fan, but it was a good fight. Went to decision. And then Bisping beating Rockhold, which looking back on, it's like, Jesus. But watching Bisping fight, that's exciting. So that was I think you found out there was like six or seven title winners on that card. And now you could maybe add Strickland and I think Andrade. Has. So, anyways, went on a big tangent. Gotta love UFC. So, back to the league. A lot of stuff happened in this league. I just want to talk about myself first and foremost. I did not get last place. Congratulations to me. I had three in the last 4 years. It was killing me. The problem was that Sean got last again. So he's gotten last twice in the last 4 years, I think. I don't know if Sean ever paid up on one. I guess he could be the sticker guy next year. But he's also always cooking every time. You know, it's his house. I appreciate what you do, Sean. If we're going to go back to your house this year, we'll have to think of some sort of punishment. That's what I was going to do. All right. You're kind of come with me on a little adventure right now. What I'm doing is going to Google Maps, and I want to see if there's anything. No, that's not what I wanted. Now, why would you? Oh, wait a minute. Construction? That's not cool. Well, that'd be pretty funny. I wonder if they can deliver. I mean, can you get at the grocery store? I mean, obviously you can, but I was really hoping to get they got the challenges, the IHOP or Waffle House challenge. There's been a McDonald's challenge, which I know could be possible. But the one I saw, which is fantastic, is the White Castle challenge, which is you get like the suitcase and you get 30 of them and you got to finish them somehow or something. There's no White Castle around, which is a bummer. something they can like ship you in a suitcase, but you can just buy it from the store, which is right up Sean's alley with the sliders and stuff like that. So probably something we can do. I think I still have one pending that I haven't done my last place punishment for. So if we can think of something, maybe we're getting, you know, part of me was thinking you get the White Castle, it's a suitcase of 30, 14 rounds, either one a round or every time like a Cowboy or a Jaguars pick, you gotta have one. So it doesn't seem like much. I mean, how many people can you pick from one team? Maybe 7 or 8. So you could do that with McDonald's, I suppose. Just get a bunch of, maybe get a Big Mac, because that's, I don't know, there's something out there. We can mull that over, but shout out to Sean, last place again. Really, it came down to last week. I don't know how I timed that very well, where 15 and 16, the last two team, last place teams played each other for that coveted title. It is Sean's. So we will see how that goes. Sean was not the least scoring person in the league. That was by Jen, by a whole 22 points. So shout out to Jen. And he just missed Ty, who had 14-53. He missed him by 10 points. And Sean played one of the toughest schedules. Him and Steph, the only two, going up against 1,700 points this year. And shout out to Steph, who made the playoffs, even though being outscored by over 100, what was that, 162 points. So I don't know how you did it. I think she's the only one in the playoffs that got outscored. No, Greg too. They're just in it together. Greg got outscored by 130. So, and you know, shout out to Steph, had a great season. 4-game losing streak heading into the playoffs. Always the champion of this with the most on your waiver budget at the end of the year, $95. I think I got to go back and find out who she spent her $5 on. Because that is a legendary person. Let's see, it might have been recently, because she's had some, yeah. From Chigozium Okonkwo, so $5 on him. And also, Tristan had it for $5, so almost didn't happen there. Anybody else that she offered on? Shout out to every offer I see here, they beat Jacob, who probably didn't have any money left, and if he had any money, he would just keep spending it. Anybody else you try to get, Steph? What even is your name? Avril Lavigne. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. Oh. Holy moly. Remember when Jerome Ford was the second coming? And Cisco put $100 on Jerome Ford and got him. And there was a lot. That was after the Nick Chubb deal. So we had $89 by Greg, outbid. 85 from Troy, outbid. 55 from Steph, so she tried. Outbid. Ty had 41, Jeff Alice 40, myself 24. So I feel like a fool going in on that, but it happened. $22 to Tuck, so that's all that went for that. Pukanakwa, you know, Tim looks like the smartest man alive, $60. He did it. He got him, outbidding everybody. So I think he's a starter on his team now. But that's the extent of Steph's free agency dishing out. And she's in the playoffs as a 16. I feel like she's been in recently, but you know, one of the elusive people from way back. Her and Greg both haven't won a championship. I might have to go on my, let's see, Google Sites. If y'all didn't know, we do have a league webpage. Has it been updated? It has been updated in a couple of years. I need to get on that. But Steph has finished second once and third once. third choice, I should say. But it's not 1-1. Gregory is not one. He was second a few years back when him and Steph were second and third. He finished second twice. Oh, wait, was that just the one I just saw? Yeah. Greg's been second once. And really, that's it. He was third in the very first season. Both of them without a championship. Who else in our league? So I got Bill. Bill has one title. He's been second once. He's been third once. So Bill with a title. Tim, obviously, a title. We all know. How can you forget? He's got two titles, by the way. He won it the fourth season. Jeff Ventura, he's got a title. Matt and Derek, five. He's been third once. I don't know if he's been second. Maybe recently. Troy, obviously very new, no titles, but he's in the playoffs. Tristan, no titles, he's in the playoffs. I mentioned Steph, and Marty's back. Marty won one a couple of years ago. He doesn't mess around. He's back in the playoffs. He was way high. He was out of it. Back in it. Finished in seventh place. So shout out there. And Greg, we mentioned. So some people looking for their first title. I think half of the people have not won. We've got Troy, Tristan, Steph, Greg. So almost the entire bottom half. Bill's got one. Tim's got two. Jeff's got one. Marty's got one. So nice array of champions. What else? So that's a lot of that. Yeah, Steph, $95 left on your budget. Eight moves all year. Shout out the lowest moves for Steph. Jeff Ventura only made 9, and he got 9 wins. Sean with 9 and 5 wins. I guess that was the other thing I wanted to hit on is nobody was really in or out of it early on. 11 wins, obviously, good year from Bill. But then everybody else, 9 wins, 8 wins, 7, 6, even our worst players, 5 wins was the low total for Jeff, Alice, and Sean. So shout out, maybe that's just me bringing up the basement as I'm usually got 2 or 3 wins. But I got 6 wins. I'm happy with that. I'm 13th. I'm moving up. Maybe next year, if I don't have to be sticker guy, I can have a little bit better idea. There's always going to be every league, draft year. It's just a mess, and nobody wants to be part of it, and everybody wants to. Stupid 8-hour drafts and stuff. I get it. We all get it. Nobody wants to see each other, but that's just how it works. So sorry to the people in Nashville that have concerts to go to. We can settle that now. We can start that right now. Next year, Labor Day is September 2nd. So that means August 24 or 25. August 24 or 25. I'm guessing 24. It's a Saturday. Lock that in for next year's draft. Probably at Sean's, unless anybody else wants to put in on that. I know Marty talked about having a league function. Probably should have that as well, but we're all busy. We all got 2 kids. Somebody's got kids here. I hope everybody liked the format too. I think if we get half the team, half the league with kids, maybe we'll make a kids division, a non-kids division, but just 1 through 16, no messing around, no divisions. I like 16 teams. We have a 15-week season. You play everybody once. It's pretty cut and dry. And as you can see from the, I know people hate us playing in week 18. It's all a mess. But, look at League 15. There's just chaos everywhere. You got freaking Drew Locke and Geno Smith dealing with stuff minutes before the game. Everybody's hurt. It's just pandemonium. So I don't want to hear it from people that are upset and playing the Week 18. It's all about depth. There's 1,000 injuries out there. you know, whoever drafted Nick Chubb, I think it was Cisco. They got it on the first, you know, snap of the season. So, yeah. So there's that going on. Hopefully, you won't run into any people dying in the middle of games, like what happened last year. Yeah, that was pandemonium, I think. You know, we didn't use the points that were already happened in the game. There was contention over that. I thought everything would be cool where the final week of the season, just play it with no matchup, just all four teams, whoever scores the most points. That's how it's supposed to be done, but, you know, Tim, that would have hurt Tim, so I guess he bullied me into my decision or something, but I know Tuck still wants to challenge you that it should be his title. Yeah, that's fair. You know, I can't knock him. There was nothing in the bylaws about what happened, you know, and that was just the week before. Imagine if everybody else had their championship game on that. Imagine if your championship is just during that week. So I did see something fun. There's a college basketball kind of like pseudo tournament rivalry thing. And they've got this, like, you total up all the wins. It's like two conferences are playing each other. And, like, if you win, it's a point. If you win at home, it's a point. If you win on the road, it's a point and a half. And they total up all the wins from the men's and women's matchups. And if they're tied on points, then they go to, like, margin of victory or something. And if that's still tied, the next tiebreaker is the conference commissioners will arm wrestle, and the winner is determined the winner of that conference challenge. So there's precedent already. If we just want to make a if something crazy, and you know, the ambulance type of thing, we just have people arm wrestle and do some, like, because it's going to involve Tim. Let's just leave it at that. It's going to be Tim and probably Bill, and, you know, virtual arm wrestling or something. So everybody go to you know, your local bar and hit the punching bag thing, and Albert, Bill would yell at that too. We can't even play Mario Kart. I don't know. It's you can always do the arm wrestling's out there. Whatever we want to do. I know Tim's all roided out, so it's tough to make that call, but yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be ready if DeMar Hamlin messes up another fantasy championship. Looking at these playoff teams, it's, you know, Bill's just been winning somehow. He's just doing it. He's got Sam Howell as his quarterback right now. Geno Smith being a weirdo. Gardner Minshew. It's just pandemonium. Who knows what's going on with Bill's team? But he's been making it happen. You know, with Austin Eckler, of all people, he picked up his boys, Rams boy Kyron Williams, and he's been carrying him as well. The Mark Andrews injury hurts, but Jake Ferguson's doing fine. He's had some good weeks from DeAndre to get him over the hump. Tutu's been doing okay for him. DK, it's just a solid bunch, and everybody picks him up at some point. Dallas's defense really helping. Picking the best kicker must have helped a little bit. So there's that. He's got to go up against. Let's look at these matchups, shall we? Gregory, Lamar Jackson, and Tyreek Hill. That's going to be a big one. If Tyreek Hill does come back, he's a big difference maker, especially in this matchup. Projected to win, but that's only if Tyreek's healthy. You know, Garrett Wilson, Bijan, or it's Brian Robinson, I guess. Yeah, you got an interesting group between Robinson, Pickens, and Shaheed. That's just, any of those guys could pop off for 30 points, but it's, you know, can they get you enough to beat the juggernaut that is Bill? Anybody on the bench? Bill's got the quarterbacks going nuts. Greg's got to decide if he likes any of his rookies or if Alexander Mattison is just toast. Greg's favorite. I can definitely see Greg winning this. I'm not going to vote against Bill until it's all said and done. So I'm gonna go Bill. Probably the difference maker is going to be if you start Howell, that's probably his one weakness. Geno Smith against Tennessee is not great. He might start Gardner this week. If Gardner plays for him, that's a win. The other two, he might lose. So that's the difference maker. But I've got Bill over Greg. I'm gonna write this down because why not? Let's see. Next matchup. How about? Troy and Tristan, the newbies, fairly newbies. They're going at it. Troy is. Both these guys have got a lot of acumen in the fantasy world. Troy, Jalen Hurts, a great pick. He's had some good weeks from Nico. He's had some good weeks from Drake London. Goddard as a tight end, I guess better than most tight ends. David Montgomery got him some big wins early on. It's kind of slowed down, but you've got Jalen Warren picking it up. Dubs is just sitting there. Maybe him or Downs are going to have a good week. It's all a lot of, you don't know. On the other side, Justin Fields, you really don't know. Jalen Waddle helped by no Tyreek last week. Smith and Jigba getting you points. He's got Breece Hall, who may be. Between Paul Pollard and Rashad White, one of those guys is going to be on the bench. I don't know how you sit Rashad White right now. It's Pollard and Hall. I think he made the right call last week with Hall, but against Matt Washington this week, he may get the call. And then you got to pick between McLaurin or Jerry Jeudy in the snow. He may pick somebody up. This is another pretty even match. I don't know who I got right now. I like, Tristan's got the running backs. Troy's got Jalen Hurts and some good wide receivers. I think Troy's going to take this by the slimmest of margins because someone's going to pop off, maybe get a bonus for him. Right, so that's my expert analysis there. Bottom of the bracket, how about Jeff Ventura and Steph? A couple of OGs. From OGs going at it. Jeff's been hanging in there with Jordan Love. What can I say? Jordan Love does the job. He's getting through it. Derek Carr kind of petered out there after a while. Miles Sanders didn't do it, but Jeff has stuck with it. Godwin having a good year. Adams consistent. Mostert was a huge, I guess, was the draft pick. I don't know if you picked him up or not, but Mostert is running his team right now. DJ Moore is great as a third wide receiver. And Saquon. So I can understand why Jeff's having a good year. And he's probably going to win this one. If you look at Steph's team, I mean, this is amazing. No wonder it's been tough sledding. She had both the Herberts. They have both just completely, well, one of them's hurt and the other one's just chaos. But right now, Steph's team, let's go through it. You're either going to do Easton Stick against Buffalo. You're going to do Tommy DeVito. Tony DeVito against Philadelphia. I think right here, I've got to go DeVito. You just. The kid's just taking the world by storm right now. He's the insanity of the Italian NFL. If DeVito's in, that gives her the best chance. The other problems are you got Jaden Reed, been great. Deontay's stepping up. Etienne slowing down. Kincaid, Devontae Smith. That's a good core of players. You can maybe throw Antonio Gibson in there somewhere. But Singletary's been getting 40 touches a week, so why not? Your kicker just got cut, so you're going to need a new kicker. And Cleveland's defense is also good. You've got Jamar Chase. What's the deal with Jamar Chase? What's this mystery illness? He sprained the AC joint. Yeah, that's a tough blow. You lose Jamar Chase after you lose Justin Herbert. Whew. So Steph is looking at an uphill battle. I'm just gonna look at the kickers and see who she's gonna pick up. Cleveland's kicker is a good choice, Dustin Hopkins. Cairo will get your points. If Fairbairn's still out there, I don't know how you don't go with Fairbairn. He is crushing the 50-yarders. I think Fairbairn's my pick. And Carlson, after the week he had, Whisper Casey, he's got the best matchup. New Orleans, I think I gotta go Fairbairn one, Santos two, and then Matt Gay third. She might go Gay just because his name's Gay. That's kind of how I see it, but it's a tough one. Without Ja'Marr Chase, you put in DeVito right now with the add a kicker to get you 8 projected points, 7 projected points. So you're looking at maybe projected for 85 points. Maybe there's somebody on the waiver wire. I did drop Noah Brown, so pick him up because he's going to get you some points. But between Godwin, Adams, Mostert, Moore, Barkley, like that right there is 100 points, I think, just somehow. And that's really all you need to beat Steph. If Steph, I'm gonna look at what Steph has done recently. I guess I can go to the schedule. Avril Lavigne. Yeah, why not? 4-game losing streak. She's averaged. Well, she's averaged low 90s, high 80s. And everybody she's playing put up monster points. So that's how it goes. She played against him when he put up 191 this year. And hasn't had. She had a good run there in the middle. 151 to beat 136. She had 160 to beat 129. But that's. One of the few people to beat Bill with an 83-73 week. So it's one of those things. She's got to get a little bit lucky. She doesn't have Herbert anymore, and Ja'Marr Chase is out. Not that he had been going crazy for you, but. I think Jeff's gonna win this one. I'd love to see Steph put up a fight. It's just. So much to overcome, and Jeff's team is really good. Bottom is we got the last two champions facing off in the first round. We got Tim versus Marty. Tim's team is kind of a wagon. I don't know if how they've been doing recently, but Brock Purdy, you got your boy Puka, Christian McCaffrey, the trade definitely working out. Love to see him against Tristan maybe at some point with the trade really playing out on the field. He's got Green Bay's tight end, who's been fine. Christian Watson on the bench, if he can get in, he might have a big week. T. Higgins, I guess Tim or T. Higgins. And why, nothing wrong with T. Higgins. Josh Jacobs, if he's healthy, you throw him in there. It's always the health factor, but going up against Marty's team with Dak, who was MVP worthy until like last week, I guess. Ramondre might be healthy, Aaron Jones. Nothing wrong with Marty's team. He's got DeAndre Swift been playing very well. Between Keenan Allen, Brandon Ayuk, and Jacoby Myers, great wide receiving core. AJ Dillon or Ramondre or Aaron Jones, one of those guys you're going to slot in. Great team. So this is a huge, big juggernaut matchup. And it's going to come down to Monday night, or just Monday in general. There's a lot of football Monday. It's going to be a weird week. Not a lot's going to be settled on Sunday. There's a Saturday game. Just chaos. But there's Monday 10 a.m. We've got Jacoby Myers and the Raider defense for Marty going up against Josh Jacobs. Monday afternoon game. We've got T. Higgins on one side going against DeAndre Swift for Marty. So Tim's got a Thursday guy in NACWA. Marty's got a Keenan Allen Saturday guy. And then we get to Monday night, Brock Purdy, Zay Flowers, Christian McCaffrey on Tim's side. Marty has Brandon Ayuk. It's this battle is this matchup is going to be a heavyweight bout. So I feel like the loser's gonna put up 130. And because I said I wouldn't talk about him, I'm gonna say Marty wins this matchup because Tim, you haven't paid yet. Neither is Jen, neither is Jacob, neither is Cisco. And frankly, Tristan, I'm glad I didn't pick you in the first round because you haven't paid yet. So that's gonna be your karma. Bringing us to the second round. I believe it's just straight up. If you win, I gotta go look at my my settings real quick. We're going on 55 minutes of pod time. It's we'll probably wrap it up right after this. But let's see, playoff reseeding? No. All right, you heard it. You heard it from the source. So we got second round Bill versus Troy. So those two matchups will face each other. The bottom two will face each other. So Bill and Troy, Bill's got a good team. I can't bet against him right now. I think Bill makes the championship. And then Jeff Letira versus Marty, the battle of the OG managers. I've got all the former OG managers are in here. This might be one I'm missing. But we don't have Mike Magdaleno or Lena or Patty. Thank goodness. But Jeff and Tira Marty, kind of from what we just talked about, and, I mean, even if Tim wins this game, I think Jeff might even be favored in that matchup. So I'm going to pick Jeff to beat Marty. Kiss of death right there, as now we've got Bill versus Jeff in the championship. And, Bill's team just finds a way to win. Jeff's team might be better. They're both pretty evenly matched. They both have some good depth. But I think I've got to take Bill over Jeff in the championship. Bill gets the $500. Bill wins after hating the draft and probably his last season here. Who knows? Bill, hopefully you're there next year. We can get this all squashed. And there will be a trade next year that this trade is finishing up. I think Marty's got two first-round picks. And I don't know if Tuck gets a second-round pick or if that was just maybe gets a last, a 14th-round pick. Something like that. Marty could end up winning this because of that crazy trade, so I guess that's still out there. There we go. Bill with the title. It's been a good league season so far. Can't say it's been the best one. It's not as much activity. Haven't heard from a lot of people in the chat. We got the playoffs going. Hopefully this gets people hyped up. Maybe I'll get the chat going for the playoffs. I've got nothing to play for. I am in the semifinals of two other fantasy leagues that are definitely inferior to this one, but that's exciting. Lost the baseball fantasy one. So, Jacob, you can, I don't know if you won, I don't know who won that one. I don't think you did. But it's, I hope you win all your other fantasy leagues, but you can't win this one. Sorry. Any other housekeeping to look forward to? If you made it this far, shout out to you. I can kind of think, let's see. We had 9 people listen to the preseason one. I've got to think Tuck's one person. So Tuck will listen to this. I don't know if he'll make it this far. Sean. I think Sean's got enough crazy drives, putting up and down Christmas lights. Ty will listen. Ty will definitely get this far. I don't know if he still has his fantasy video game baseball draft or league pod. Ty will listen. Who else do we have? I think Jeff Alice, he's active enough. His Bengals beat me. God, my Jags are stinking right now. Didn't even bring them up until now. Bill will listen. I'll give Bill that, especially if he hears his name getting trashed early on. He's going to want to listen and get all the ammo for the chat. So that's 5. Who are the 9 people? I think Jacob's toast. He doesn't want to listen to this. Cisco, who knows? Jeff, I think Jeff Ventura. Jeff Ventura will give it a listen. I don't know if he's a podcast guy, but he's in it. He's got a good shot, so he might give it a listen. Greg and Steph might have a collective listen. I don't know. I think I'll give like Greg Steph a half one. That still only accounts for like our seven listens. Who else? I guess maybe myself. I guess I can count myself. I usually don't listen. I hate listening to my voice, so I'm sorry to all you that have to listen to my voice. And the last one, I don't know if you listen to podcasts, Troy or Tristan. Jen and Tim. You got nothing else going on up there. Throw it on there while you're sipping some apple pie. There's our nine listens. If you made it this far, I don't know what I can tell you. I can still got to figure out what to do with that money. We've got $50 just hanging out there. I'll monitor the bonuses in the playoffs and see if that sorts anything out. But yeah, everyone needs to pay up. Tim, you need to pay up. And Jen. Through Jen's Venmo, because Tim hates social media because he's so woke. Cisco, Tristan, and Jacob, the triad over there. I need each of you to pay up. Let me know what I can pay you on. I don't know if Tristan or Cisco, if I have that at all. Bring it next year. Maybe I'll show up to a softball game or Lazy Dog, Buffalo Wild Wings party or something like that. We can try and get together. There's plenty of, you know, I'm at all the UCI baseball games. Check it out. We might have a game at Angel Stadium. We definitely have a game at Dodger Stadium. I don't know if I can get tickets for you, but if anybody's interested, let me know and I'll see what I can do. Give you a shout out. Shout out to Jeff Alice listening on the broadcast, ESPN Plus, and KUCI. And I'll give the league a shout out this year. Madden Derek League. At some point, especially if I got people listening and tuning in or showing up, you know, it's my show. I run all that, so you're good to go. And shout out you if you made it this far. You know, I don't know what else we want to chat about, but there's plenty to chat about. Maybe people want to call up and talk while during the football season, the football final weeks. I will be probably busy on Christmas Day and Eve. Christmas Eve, what are we doing? Nothing going on in the morning. Actually, yeah, Christmas Eve is at Julie's parents' place. Christmas Eve, that Christmas, actual Christmas Eve is at her aunt's house. They have some white elephant deal. Christmas Day, my parents are over here, so I may... I guess that's a Monday, too. I may be paying attention Christmas Day night. I doubt it, but I might be, especially like the second half of that football game. See what's going on in the matchups. The week after that, I will be up at Lake Arrowhead for, you know, just hanging out. So I may be following some football, but not in any capacity to chat or have a podcast. And we've gotten people together for the final week before, so that might be the one. I may have to get everyone together and watch those games. I don't even know what's going on. Week 18, it's all just 500 games Sunday morning. They haven't decided the afternoon games. I'm sure that Eagles-Giants game will be up there somewhere. Dallas... Yeah, probably, just because of Dallas, even though Washington's garbage. Rams-Niners? What is a good matchup? I'm looking at Buffalo-Miami? I don't think we got anything to play for. What are the NFL standings? Jags, it's not going to be a Jags-Titans winner-take-all in the last week. Thank goodness. Titans stink. Houston-Indianapolis, maybe that. Houston and Indy for the NFC South, because the Jags are not in the NFC South this year, the AFC South this year. It is booty. Jags are booty. They are leading the division right now, but they are booty. They might win another game. Jaguars division is schedule. Who do we have left? got the Bucks this week. Hey, let's beat the Bucks. That'd be fantastic. Although Baker Mayfield is, and that team is actually a team right now. Panthers, man, we need to beat the Panthers. If you lose to them, so that at least gets us to 9 wins and a winning record. I guess it comes down to Tennessee in the last week. Tennessee right now, 5 wins. They can still catch us, but it's they're not going to win their division. So Jags can get to 10 wins. They can do it. I'm not confident, especially at Tennessee in Week 18. But let's see. Yeah, Bills Dolphins could be flexed. Bears Packers. I don't even know if that's even a real thing. The Bears good at all? No, they stink. Packers. All right, they're with them, so it's not going to be Bears Packers. Houston Indies probably got a shot. Denver and Raiders? The Raiders have a chance? 6 wins. Denver's 7 wins. That could be an ugly. Might be an afternoon game. I don't know if it'll be the night one. Jets in New England. Now the Jets stink. New England stinks too, I should say. Minnesota Detroit? That'll probably be something. If not prime time, at least the afternoon. Because Minnesota's trying to fight for a division. Cleveland, Cincinnati, that feels like a one. Both those teams are battling. They probably won't going to win the division. But playoff spot on the line, Cleveland, Cincinnati seems like a perfect game. Jake Browning and Joe Flacco, good God. Atlanta, New Orleans, nah. Seattle, Arizona, nah. Oh, jeez, it's Baltimore, Pittsburgh. I just hope Pittsburgh's out of it. I don't want that game to be the night game. Frickin' Andy. So my prediction for that Sunday night game that determines our league is going to be... It's between Buffalo, Miami, and Cleveland, Cincy. And I feel better about Cleveland, Cincy. So that's what I'm going to go with. I don't think the Giants have a shot, do they? What is their record? 5 wins? Nah. Not gonna happen. A lot of 7-7 in that. But it's chaos. If it's Saints Falcons, just shoot me. I'm not gonna watch that game. That's all. That's all I got for you. If you made it this far, congrats. You heard me earlier in the episode. What you can reach out to me. I know you've listened this far. Everyone's having a fabulous Wednesday, still Tuesday while I'm recording, but I'm about to hit the Wednesday mark. Congrats to the playoff teams. Congrats to the eventual champion. We'll see if we do some more podcasts. Otherwise, I'll see you when I see you. Shout out to the teams that make the NFL playoffs. I just hope we get in. We are looking bad. Lawrence concussed. We're just a bad team right now. Nothing's working. Everyone's hurt. The defense is garbage. So if we can make the playoffs, I'm okay with that. Otherwise, Gardner Minshew is going to make it with another team, and that's who knows what to say about that. But, yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Super Bowl. Another year of Madden Derek League. Some people I might not hear from until I see you at the draft next year. People that need to pay. And otherwise, happy holidays. Have a happy new year. If anybody wants to do some sort of pod down the road, even you people that aren't even in the playoffs, let me know. And Matt and Derek out.